angry at me, but I don't care.
Okay.
Are
you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't understand.
Call our meeting back to order. We're out of executive session.
Is there a better way?
And we're discussing maintenance. We got Renee at the podium, and Jim's on the telephone. So express your need to us, if you would, Renee.
Okay, I need to have Glenn be full-time. We are overloaded with work with the new facility, and Glenn is an asset to our maintenance department. I need him to fill in for those absences that we have. And like I said, we have 120 days since January 29th that people has been out, and he fills in for them. Plus does other things that I need him for.
Okay.
Do you find him to be a very good worker? I hear compliments about him throughout the court.
Great worker.
House, and the throughout the different offices. So.
And you're mentioning Glenn.
Glenn.
Of course, you need it. Not just that he's the person, but you need that position filled.
That's right.
He's been on for approximately 1,000 hours as a part-time, and has shown you that we need a full-time position there.
That's correct.
There's possibility of saving overtime. How does that play out for you?
Yeah, I have a lot of overtime, and if he is on full-time, that'll cut down on that, and so there won't be as much overtime.
Run through real quick. Does cleaning, small repairs, yard work, what all kind of jobs is he covering for you?
Janitorial services, yard work. He does woodworking.
Construction and electrical.
Construction, labor.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess I need to go through this procedure. I make a motion that we hire Glenn Campbell on full-time to fill the necessary need in maintenance to eliminate the overtime.
Second.
And that would be, we're saying, to continue his rate at $10?
At $10 an hour.
He'll be
full benefits like everybody else. They receive the same amount of pay, but be put on full benefits.
Okay. Jim, had your opportunity out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious that we have a lot of absences over at the maintenance, and quite often, if we don't have backfill hours, the job just doesn't get done, and we've got too many square foot. I mean, when we added the judicial facility, we added 120,000 square foot. Plus, we now have the P&Z and sewer building, which used to be a jail. Now, that's added an extra 4,000 square foot. So, with all that, Renee just basically needs more man hours to cover more buildings. And my hope and expectation is that we'll eliminate or reduce to near zero all overtime, plus have good coverage when people are out for sick and holiday because, you know, in the next 60 days, there'll be a lot of absences, we think. So, at least I think. So, that's why I'm supporting converting him from a 1,000-hour part-time to a full-time.
Okay. More discussion, questions? Ready to vote? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. What other maintenance while we got you, anything?
Yes, I just wanted to let you know that I'm trying to get this courthouse up to code on fire inspections. We have no fire escape plan here, and I need to get one put up. And also, there's a Knox box that is supposed to be at the courthouses, and it's for the fire men to get in if there's something that happens. They have to have a key to get in, and it goes outside the door, and they call it a Knox box. So I'm trying to get this building up to code on fire inspections and.
Have you visited with our Forsyth chief?
I have. Okay. Yes.
So he's guiding you a little bit, I assume.
Right. Yes, he's helped me a lot. So.
Whatever you need to do, and make a presentation to the commission. That's what you have to do.
Okay. The next thing is the jail floors. I had talked about the showers, the water running out of the showers, and whoever falling. I have a quote from the epoxy floor.
Can I interrupt for a second? I'm going to walk in, guys, to the meeting for the next few minutes. I may call back in about 20.
Okay.
I'm just going to drop right now, Renee, and then I'll rejoin in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Okay, kind of fresh me up here.
Okay.
We visited, I know we had Terry and
right.
Jimmy, and we went around and looked at these things and had some of our construction folks too, maybe?
That's correct. So I called the Epoxy Floor Covering Company. They're the ones that put the shower in, the showers, I should say.
Right.
And that is the estimate that they gave me to fix all the shower floors.
I'm seeing the bottom line of $10,000?
Yes.
And that does the one in...
No, that's all of those. They have problems with every one of those shower floors.
Right. What I was going to say, that includes the one in...
In the booking.
Dispatch. Booking, I mean, mm-hmm. Not dispatch.
Yes.
Okay.
Is this something we need to be talking to... HMN about?
I think we ought to just, a little bit of sarcasm coming here. I think we ought to just have it done and send them the bill.
Well, they had several discussions with us.
We talked about it over and over again.
How they were going to fix this problem, solve this problem, all this, and I think it's... necessary need that they be back involved and get this problem fixed.
Who was with us? Was HMN here when we went through? Or
no, they weren't. It was Nick and Adam.
From Walton.
Right. And, yeah, their HMN was here, and I don't remember the gentleman's name. I had never met him before.
It wasn't Steve? The tall fellow?
Yeah, it was the tall fellow.
Yeah, Steve was
there. Yeah.
And we went through there and talked about how it was designed and all that.
If we go back to through the minutes of those meetings, and they were on a monthly basis, I think we'll find that we had discussions about this at least a dozen times about the possibility of slipping, the water overflow, things like that. I think that we... just need to turn this right straight over to them and let them come up with a solution and pay for it.
Well,
they may have a different solution than this, but whatever it is, I want it fixed.
Well, the point I was making earlier, they were there. They were there when we went through with this, and that was, I think it was their recommendation. I mean...
It wasn't.
Maybe it wasn't their recommendation, but they were there and went through the whole discussion and felt like it was a good plan to fix the problem.
The epoxy paint and all that stuff was their recommendation also. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and also they epoxy floor covering recommended that we put out of the showers. It's real slippery, and that's in the cells. And they suggested that we put some grit outside the shower on the floor so it won't be as slippery.
Yeah, it's not, it actually comes in the epoxy paint.
Right.
It's not a, I mean, it's a when you say grit, it's not something you add. It's something that's in the paint to make it non-slippery. And basically, if you want to, I don't know how we don't need a motion, I don't think, but I think we need to get Nick and them down here and get that fixed. I don't think she has enough probably authority with them to say we want this fixed with her phone call. And not saying anything again, you're your position, but I think that it has to come from the county commission.
Correct.
And so if you want to put that on a note and being you and Jim all sign it and send it to them and tell them that we've do they want us to go back through the minutes and show the discussion about this problem?
Well, humor me a minute.
All right, I'm with you.
We've got and we've paid bills on the smell problem, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't asked about that. We just said, we got a problem. This was before the year was up, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
And we get bills to fix a problem that was in our construction.
Yeah.
As you said a minute ago, we've talked about this over and over. We've met with them. They sat there and said, yes, this is a good thing to do. I'm not recommended. Why don't we have this approved, fix it, and send them a bill? That's what they did to us, from my perception.
Mr. Attorney, are you paying any attention to
this? Yes. Here's the problem with that.
Tell me. What's the problem?
We get it fixed, and they say, well, that wasn't necessary in order to fix it. There could have been a much cheaper fix. Or if they say we weren't given an opportunity to fix it, but evidently you've given them an opportunity to fix it. So, and what if it doesn't fix it? Are we going to charge them for efforts to fix it that don't work? I'm just pointing out some issues here.
So maybe, going back to more of what you were saying today, maybe we send this and a letter saying, after our visits, we followed the conversation up with this estimate, and this makes sense to us, but we're looking to you to pay for the bill, so we want to give you the opportunity to consider something else. Maybe you think this is too much money for what we're looking at, or is that what you were kind of saying in another way?
I mean, basically, would you like to go with some other alternatives to fix this? This is what our proposal is to fix this. It's your responsibility to fix it. We're giving you that opportunity. If you don't immediately deal with this situation, then here's what we propose to do. If we don't hear from you by this date, we're going forward with this, whatever. And
I love the way you walk into things. Would you like to write that for us?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, write that and address that.
Other opportunities. Okay. Is that our instruction?
Yeah.
Okay. What's next?
I just wanted to let you know that the list that we had during the warranty walkthrough, that they've completed almost everything. The only thing that they haven't done is fixed the courtroom gates, and they're working on that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they've really been getting on things, so.
Well, when we write our letter, I think we ought to include that in our letter log. That
I was turning on my computer.
Renee had a list of things that needed to be taken care of when we had our year-end walkthrough of the facility.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying they've fixed everything except one, and they're working on it. Did a good job, and we need to say thank you.
Can I just get a brief outline from Renee?
That'd be great.
Okay, we had a walkthrough list, and I had made a list on everything.
No. I mean, like an email of what I need to do, and then I'll do it.
Okay.
I've got way too many things to remember as you're talking about it.
Just make him a little note saying that.
Maybe just an appointment to his office.
Okay. All right.
To let him get it in
good
the
right
plan. Form.
Yeah, because otherwise I'm not going to remember half the things you're talking about.
Right. I will get with you on this.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. That's all that I have.
Okay. Well, I'm being repetitive, but I applaud you. I think you did a fine job of putting that list together of things that needed fixing, and appreciate you following them up good. And
you're welcome.
Glad that we got them fixed.
Renee, we'll have a situation as soon as the, and it's out of your hands, but just as soon as the sewer project is completed and Shorty Cooper is completed with the sewer project up the street, and you're going to have a lot of work which will fall into the spring, but we want to be ready and get that done just as quick as, I'm saying, in the middle of February or 1st of March, start that process so that we have ground cover and everything for next year and make that look right. I mean, that's just kind of a little, hopefully we'll have all the rest of the problems in that area fixed up. There is one that I think that we're going to have to go back and maybe even be mentioned in this letter, and that is the water flow that's coming out of those tubes down there that's washing, that's coming off the building. I seen that there had been added big rock put in, and it's washed those things down the hill. Some of those are a foot around. So I'm wondering if there might be a design of a splashway or something where the water comes out, hits a concrete deal to spread it or something.
Okay.
But something has to be done there, because all it's going to do is just cut a big hole right straight to the ditch line.
Right.
And every one of them is the same. It's not any particular one where we're having a problem. Every one of them is the same. So whenever you talk to Bob, if you don't care to make a note of that, have that. They need to fix their design. Their design is not right on that.
Okay.
All right. We're adding this to the shower thing. Right. You're wanting them to work on that ground.
I'm wanting them is to tell us that they need to. What they just putting a few big rocks at the end of that big culverts. You know the overflows.
Right.
That's not going to work. We're going to have a concrete splash of some kind there, where whenever the water hits it, that it moves it away. If it doesn't, they can't have it shooting out on the highway, but they can have it to where it's got a wall or a deterrent to splash the water in a different direction, because it's coming out of a, what is those, are those 18-inch pipes? I noticed them yesterday, as a matter of fact, as I drove down the hill, and it's just rutted that even the one we repaired, every one of them has damage from something. I don't know whether it was happened during the sewer project or what, but every end of those are cracked, and we got to have something fixed there.
Humor me again. If we go to them and ask them to work on that, we haven't complained about it before, I don't think. It's a little bit different issue. I'm concerned about is
you don't have to put it on there.
I think our road and bridge folks can tell us what to do, because even if we ask them to design it and tell us what we need to do, they'll say, well, this would have been an extra cost to the project. Remember how they go through that?
Yeah.
So
I agree with you on that.
That all right?
Keep it separate.
Let's leave that alone.
These are things coming down off of the substructure of the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Was that part of the design of the courthouse?
Yeah, it was, but I'm like Chuck. I don't want to muddy the waters with.
At least not now, but I mean, you go fixing it, you may be altering what they designed. You need to point it out to them if it's a defect in their design.
What Danny's saying, though, is an addition to their design. I mean, they designed the pipe, put the water, and dumped the water out, and it's eroding away the hill, so we're going to have to do something past their design, and we could ask them to design it, because they didn't design it to cover that. Well, I don't think we want to go muddy that up. No?
It's just...
Be honest.
I just think that if there's a problem with their design, their design is supposed to be such that
I got you.
It does what it's supposed to do, and evidently this is doing damage to other land, and from what I'm hearing is getting the land underneath there, which could infiltrate the integrity of the substructure of the entire thing, and it probably needs to be pointed out to them at the very least, so that they can't say if there is a problem later that if you ever want to hold them accountable for it, you don't go altering what they designed.
Just a notation of that is something that needs to be at least take effect. I didn't realize it myself, and I've been around a lot of construction, that there would be that much water flow come off of that roof of that building. But when driving by there, and of course we've had these torrential rains, it's the tubes are full. It's coming out of there just like you're shooting water out of a water line in a city or something, that when you see these big water breaks or something.
And I haven't had much to do with, the courthouse construction planning or anything, but I know that last winter you were talking about the roof and the water coming off of it. What about the ice coming off of it, and wasn't that a design defect, and have they done anything about that?
Yes, they have.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, okay, your attorney thinking there, which that's what we got you for, so maybe we should put a paragraph in that letter that, to your concern, and...
Yeah, just and little concerns that we have, and at least
it gives them an opportunity to input. Mm-hmm. And then maybe when we do, if they don't give us input and we have to go ahead and fix it, we send them a drawing and a plan of what we're doing so that, as you said, if something happens down the road, they... Okay.
Documentation.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Renee. Oh, wait a minute, before I lose you.
Yes.
I said something a minute ago, Dan, it reminded me. I visited with Phil when we had our Thanksgiving lunch about lights.
Yes.
And I'd like to suggest that we maybe next week set a time, you and he come in, visit with us about what lights to take out, whether we want to change from one to two. And what reminded me was Danny had made a suggestion that makes sense to me, that we might move some of those on Shorty Cooper.
Right.
Some of our extra ones.
Right.
So
I had marked some of the lights that I thought could be taken out. I had marked them, and I think maybe
I've looked
Jim.
At them. Danny looked at them, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you would, why don't you ask the girls to set a time where you and Phil could come visit with us maybe next week.
Okay.
Not next week, but the week following.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's what we need when it comes up.
I think it's not.
I'm going to make a motion to approve payroll for next week.
Okay.
It was 8:30. Isn't it? Nope. I'm a little bit ahead of time. It's the 8:45.
Is there an 8:30 for Barbara Boley or
no agenda review?
Because it's at 8:45 as well. The consultant agreement. It's at 8:45 as well.
Yeah. I thought it was 8:30. I didn't have my glasses on.
We have a copy of the agreement. We really need two copies, I guess.
Well, we've got time, so I'll go do that right now. You need two or three?
Well, three would be better.
I'll be right back.
Before I lose you.
Yes, sir.
We don't have Jim anymore on the phone.
Okay.
And you've made some comment, I think, before, but under agenda review, we're in time to do agenda review.
Yes, sir.
As I forgot.
That's okay.
We don't have Monday or Tuesday. We're going to be here. What about Wednesday? Are we going to work Wednesday? Are we going to have meetings Wednesday?
I know that as of right now, we don't have anything scheduled at all for Wednesday. I know that you gentlemen are big on to Mac. You guys get back. I know that.
We get back Tuesday.
Yes, you get back Tuesday. So as of right now, we have nothing scheduled for Wednesday.
Okay, here's where I'm going. Not thinking about the conference. I was hoping to put on our agenda for Monday, which we're not going to be here, the health benefits issue. A number of people complained they haven't had opportunity, didn't know what was going on. I would like to have that on our agenda for employees or citizens,
Wednesday.
Either one. for them to come in and share their thing.
Okay. That, we've already made a decision on that, but that'll be duly recognized. I have in my pocket a agenda report that shows that some people just don't understand that this was posted, and I have those dates in my pocket at least three times. Maybe some of them didn't get the posting or don't know anything about how we're posted. I'm in favor of letting them know how we come up with the decision on a couple of different things that we talk about. Insurance, wellness, things like that. I'm in full support of that. And then another thing that I would like to do on Wednesday is we need to continue with budget.
Schedule some budget time.
Schedule some budget time.
We need an agenda review on Wednesday, too, so that you can set the agenda for the following Monday,
yes,
I think. Right?
Right.
Yes.
Good point.
Okay, so we're going to do the health care issue. We're going to do an agenda review. And then you said a continuation of the budget.
Some budget review if there's... depends on what we talk about today and how much we can talk about different things today, so...
And also, we need to address the Venice on the Lake Sewer Board recommendation sometime.
I did get the information. Commissioner Straffus had requested that I get all the Venice up on the Lake information, and I do have that. But I believe from what Nikki had stated, he would like for all of you to review it.
Jim wants us to review
it. Yes, sir, before you guys set a meeting to discuss it, and I do have all the information upstairs, so.
Do we want to try to do that Wednesday, or?
Will you guys have time to review it between now and Wednesday?
I sit in the motel room part of the time when you're up there. I don't know. I mean,
I could make copies, and you guys would have to share the book. I mean, there's an actual book that I pulled a Great River and got a copy of.
Why don't we post it Wednesday sometime, and took in too much, we'll put it off till the following week.
Yeah, there is a little bit of a problem. And
is Jim going to be here Wednesday? Is he going on vacation or something?
Actually, Commissioner Straffus leaves town on the 24th.
Yeah, that's why I wanted you. Okay.
I mean, he leaves town, you know what I'm saying?
And to go along with what Chuck's talking about, there has been a request made by myself to the Sewer Board to have a review of the Venice on the Lake project.
Yes, sir.
And that is with HDR and with this book, so I don't think Wednesday is a good time with not having everybody present or notified.
Yes, sir.
When you said Jim's leaving on the 24th.
That's Tuesday.
I'm sorry?
Right, that's Tuesday, right?
I think it's Wednesday.
24th is Wednesday?
Oops, I was looking at the wrong night. Yeah,
you're
right. 24th
Tuesday. So we'll just leave that off of there.
So we can't do anything, Wesley.
Yeah.
You can have agenda review. I mean, certainly. I mean, you need
agenda review is the only
review.
Thing we can have because we can't talk budget. I don't want to talk budget. He'll have his input on his budget.
You've got to have agenda review sometime. Otherwise, you don't have a meeting on Monday.
Yeah.
I will double check that.
Okay.
As far as Commissioner Straffus, the date that he's leaving for his family, holiday.
So if he's leaving on the 24th, what we've been talking, except for agenda review on Wednesday, is going to be on Monday, Monday.
The following Monday. I will double check. But if we can, if he's not going to be gone, we'll have it on Wednesday. If he is, we'll have it the following Monday. But we do still have to have an agenda review for Wednesday, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that's it.
I think those are some good ideas that we put there, so we want to make sure that they kind of get noted and...
I'll take them to Nikki right now. Okay. So I'll go make copies of this for you, Bob.
Thank you.
Well, I guess there's a positive. I had a 10 o'clock meeting on Wednesday. Anyway, I had to work around, so. Okay. Still under agenda, though.
Okay.
since we can't do this Wednesday on our health benefit situation, can we have a meeting, invite employees late this afternoon to come and share their feelings?
I would like to be here during that, and I don't...
If you've got something scheduled, like administrative, as long as you're not taking action, you can sure listen to employees.
Yeah, I would like to be there, though, on that, and I won't be able to be here for that meeting this afternoon. I sure would like to be here to visit and answer some questions.
Well, we're running out of time. Because if we don't do it today and we don't do it Wednesday, next Wednesday, then the next day would be Monday the 30th.
Well,
and I guess we could wait till Monday the 30th. The only thing, Rick just walked in. We've got the health fair on Tuesday, right? December 2nd. So... One more time, probably. Would you mind to remind me
copies up there, actually. They need
what happens if we don't make the health decision before
this is three.
On
Monday the 30th of November?
I don't know what you're trying to do. I hadn't been listening up.
Okay. There's been very much discussion after our decision, night before last, about the health insurance.
Oh, okay.
And we've been requested to give folks another opportunity to reconsider this and that, and I'd like to do that. Problem is, we're gone Monday and Tuesday. We're not posted for it today. That was the question I was looking at. And Jim's leaving Wednesday. We can't do it next Wednesday. Thanksgiving. That puts us to November 30th, the next Monday. If we listen to the employees and made a change, how does that affect the health fair is what I'm asking.
She wants to have whichever one of those companies is going to be here at the time.
I've understood that. I'm clear as a bell.
That's the only thing it is. That will be the one vendor that I mean, we won't know what's going on.
So you're saying if we made a change on the 30th to a different company, more than likely Mercy, then Mercy would have to beat it down here with just 2 days' notice, 1 day's notice.
That's right.
Okay.
You got it, all the scenario there.
All right. Very good.
Okay. I appreciate what you're trying to say, and you're on the voting side of being able to bring that forward. But I think there's questions that need to be answered that will explain why we voted the way we did. I'm not going to change my vote because I thought about it long and hard before I made my decision, and it was a very difficult decision. But there was reasons, and I'll explain to them why I made those reasons, why I made the choice that I made. It's very unpopular with a certain group that are sending me emails constantly, hourly. No, but I mean, I do want to be able to explain why we went that way. And it's a very easy, once they look back in past history, and I got criticized for bringing that forward, but once we look back in past history and what was said at the time, I would love to explain it to every individual in the courthouse.
Well, we're kind of talking two different. I understand what you're saying, I think, totally. My desire is to give the folks an opportunity to speak. They've said they didn't have opportunity or didn't take the opportunity, and they've got reasons that they want to share. A little different than you. I want to listen to them with the possibility they do change my mind. And so that's my desire, and I assume Jim, not here to speak for himself, but he didn't vote for it, so I assume he's open to a change. So, again, understanding that we got two of us, two of the three of us, that's at that point. Do we listen to him today or do we listen to him Monday is the big question, Monday the 30th.
I think you can listen to people in administrative, but you can't take a decision during administrative, but you could sure listen to them.
So you're saying it'd be all right if time allows the end of the day to open it up?
The end of the day or whenever in administrative and just listen to them.
3 or 4 o'clock or something.
And let them know you couldn't make any decision to change.
Right.
It was supposed to be done appropriately.
If Danny, you're set and you're set and you're set, then you can listen to the tape if we did that today. Is that all right with you?
No, you're talking about listening to, you're going to listen to them today.
Well, my plan was Monday, but that isn't going to work.
Okay.
And I hate to put it off until a week ago, the 30th.
Well, I'll come back over for that. I've got some real important stuff that I've got to take care of this afternoon, but I will come back and either that or call in and explain.
What time you want to say?
That's whenever you want to set, because I've got
3:30, 4, 3.
Any of that time earlier would be better for me, probably.
2 o'clock?
Yeah.
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, all right.
2 o'clock, 2 o'clock will be fine. We haven't got anything, do we?
Not. Okay.
What's this? I mean, we've got
budget at 10, and we've got whatever it is.
Congressional connection. What's it? I mean, that's out on the bench outside
the
court.
That's not this. That's just the. That's one of the representatives or senators. They come and listen to people.
No.
Nothing for us.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I will make a motion, or I'll try to set up 2 o'clock for folks to come in and talk, and or email us, whatever the case. So I'll make a motion to approve payroll.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All those other things on that list. I don't think there was any.
Are we done? Hi, Dixie. Are we done until 10, or what else we got? Oh, we got that consultant. We lost Bob, though. We need him for that.
You need to make that accounts payable, payroll, and transfers.
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm in your motion.
Hello there. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
You have AP? Yeah, he's saying it right now.
How can we approve accounts payable without looking?
You got them.
You should have had them.
Have you not looked at it yet?
No.
You got them yesterday.
Have you looked at
them?
All right, hang on.
We'll look at them here.
These holidays, I think we ought to just cancel all holidays. I mean, it messes me up. I can't.
It messed me up, too. I didn't look at yesterday. You didn't approve it today, so I heard
you mentioned it. Motion to cancel all holidays. No second. We'll move on.
Yeah, we're not going
to say that. Okay, well, how about we recess and go look at our accounts payable and come back?
Okay.
I think you're going to approve payroll, too. So you may
we did payroll.
Did we vote on payroll, Jim? I lost track.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Here they are. All right, we'll recess.
I don't think I can do this anymore. That's today. This is the third time I've ran down here.
Did you guys approve payroll?
Yes.
They love payroll.
Yeah.
We mean, did we approve payroll without... We've always approved payroll without looking at it. You know that.